Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, not only will you open the door to new understandings, but you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. This way, you can see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, tonight, it's my pleasure to welcome back world-famous medium Leo Bonomo, an incredible medium. Leo, are you there? I had Leo, and I've lost him. hang on, folks. Sorry to do this to you, but I did have him. I'm going to call him up again, and I'm going to play a song by Ed Roman called Coming My Way. So hang in there.
I've been looking every day. I've been waiting for the sunshine. It's been coming my way. And oh, it's been coming my way. I've been dancing at a hold down. Loved it to the fight with folk. I've been sipping on the moonshine. I've been telling dirty jokes. And oh, 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 it's been coming my way.
And that was part of Coming My Way by Ed Roman, a New Thought singer. Leo, do I have you there?
You do. Hi, David. Wonderful to be back on the show.
Perfect. Well, it's wonderful to have you back. We've had some glitches happening on Blog Talk Radio lately, and I'm glad that I was able to get you again. Let me just tell the folks a couple of sentences about you. For those that have not read the blurb, Leo is a professional, inspirational, clairvoyant, medium, and psychic. He has the gifts of clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience, clairgustance, and clairessence. In his readings, these gifts will come through in varying degrees of trance when the occasions are due. He's also the author of a book of poems and spiritual messages by automatic writing. You can look for two compilation books, The Spirit Writes and Joy of Peace, both published by Tudor Press. And he also has another book of 54 poems called A Book of Thoughts. So check those out, folks. And Leo hosts a radio show two times a week. Leo, pardon me, but I just wrote down the Wednesday time, and these are podcasts too. So when you listen to Leo Wednesday, you have to be up early in the morning. It's 5 to 7 a.m. Eastern time, but you can check out the podcast at paramaniaradio.com. That's P-A-R-A-M-A-N-I-A, radio.com. And Leo, can you tell me the times of the other show, and what you would need to do is track 5 hours to get the Eastern time for...
Yeah. It's called KCOR Radio, and that's on English time 7 till 9. So I guess that's the afternoon there.
That would be from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern time in the States. So those shows are great. I've had the privilege of appearing on his shows before, and he covers all manner of different topics and has all sorts of people with gifts on his show. So check them out in the archives, or if you're lucky enough, you can call in directly and be a caller on the show, right, Leo?
Absolutely, yes, absolutely.
Well, Leo, what's new in your world days?
Doing lots of things. I've got a TV. We're trying to get some money together for a TV pilot, which if anyone's seen a program called Scenting Murder, it started in New Zealand. It's been in America. It's been in Australia. It's been over here. And basically, it's a cold case thing. And there's a very well-known medium called Sue Nicholson. Lovely lady, and she's on there with other mediums, and we're working together to get a pilot together, and we've got a provisional name for it, and it's called Sense in History, and the pilot's going to be where we go to Pompeii and we discover a little bit about the lives of people that were there before they passed and when they passed. So it's a kind of cold case thing, but it's got a historic twist to it. So that's the first pilot, and we're hoping for a series after that.
Well, I sure hope that comes through for you. I always
thank you.
In awe of your talent and your gifts, and so best wishes with that. I forgot to mention Leo's website, and that's important for you to make note of this, because we have 20 callers on the line right now, and we're only going to be able to get to some of you. As you may know how it works or learn how it works, you do need to call in 15 minutes early if you want to be assured that you'll get a place in the queue to talk to the guest. So here's Leo's website. His rates are very reasonable. I have had a reading done by him that was absolutely out of this world. It's leo-bonomo.com, and Bonomo is spelled B-O-N like Nancy, O-M like Mary, O. Leo-bonomo.com. I got that right, didn't I, Leo?
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you very much, David.
You're welcome. I've screwed it up in the past.
I get my name pronounced all different kinds of ways, and some of them are actually polite.
I hear you. Well, at any rate, is there anything else that you'd like to share with us before we start?
No, I mean, everything's going well, show's going well, lots of work, but if anyone does want to have a reading, then yes, please use that website connection.
Perfect. Okay, our first caller is Wendy, and folks, Leo does not want any information. He's going to do a cold reading on you that will give you hopefully the warm fuzzies. And if need be, he will ask you questions or offer you the answers within his reading. So Wendy is first, and Wendy, you are live.
Hi, Leo.
Hi, Wendy.
Thank you very much for taking. Good afternoon. I'm so thrilled to talk to you.
Oh, bless you. It's really my privilege. As I'm linking with you, Wendy, I'm seeing an image of a lady from the shoulders up, so I know that she's alive. Hopefully it's you. I would say that you have blonde hair. I think there are some waves in it rather than curls. It's almost shoulder length. Would that make sense to you?
Are you saying that you're describing me?
You,
or I have a friend, name is Vonda, who has blonde hair, and also my sister, Leslie, has blonde hair.
Right. One of them should have slight waves in it rather than curls. They're not tight curls. Would you know if one of them wears glasses as well? I've just been shown glasses for reading.
Well, I know that my sister wears glasses for reading. I don't know about Fonda.
Fantastic. I think really what's happening is I can't see the communicator here, but they're just giving me a description that you would recognize, so I know that we've got a connection. I'm just going to have a quick listen to this. This is a gentleman. Right. Would you understand him saying that you've... I've actually shown you a roundabout. Sometimes mediums use images of you're at a crossroads and you don't know which way to turn. I've actually got a roundabout. So I know that you've reached a place, you're searching and you've reached a place and you just seem to be going round in circles with that. I do feel this is work connected. Would that make any sense to you?
Well, I think it does, because I was a passenger in the backseat of a car, a yellow cab, on March 9th. We were rear-ended on the highway, and I'm on disability. I haven't been able to work since, but I've kept in close contact with my employer about this.
Okay, because what this gentleman is suggesting is, and he means no offense by this, but he says you need to be a little more active in looking for something. I don't know what kind of disability you've got, but I know that it does fairly severely limit movement. Would that make sense to you?
It doesn't pay a lot of money, yes.
Right, okay. I think we're slightly at cross purposes here. The essence of what this gentleman wants to say is that you need to push for a different job, either within that company or somewhere else, because he feels that what you're doing isn't fulfilling for you. There's a need for you to do more and feel that you're achieving more personally. Would that make sense to you?
Yes, because I was not treated very nicely by some people there at the company, but it was a paycheck, so... I'm hopeful that I'm treated better when I do return.
Okay, well, I shall certainly say prayers for that, but I can understand why this gentleman's just showing me on this roundabout, you know, like a child roundabout, and you're just going round in circles. What he wants for you is for you to try and maybe get a position somewhere else where you will get treated better. We can all say we're overworked and underpaid, but this gentleman does feel that the pay certainly could be better. Have you any questions, Wendy, that you'd like to ask?
Yes, I do. I'm going to see my primary care doctor on September 19th. She's a very sweet little Asian lady. And will she agree to extend my leave time off of work when I go in to see her on September 19th? Will she extend it 2 or 3 or 4 months?
Hmm. I've certainly got 3 months lit up, as you said that. She is doing a great job, but she's very sympathetic to you. And she wants to make sure that that when you're ready to go back, that you can. That would be, stick with the company you're with at the moment. But I think when you get better, you need to find another placement. Any last questions, Wendy, before finish?
One more question. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. How long will I be able to hold off starting my Social Security? Will it be a year, 2 years, or what do you see, Leo? Social Security is from the state.
Yeah, I understand. I've been taken to 18 months. I know there's a decision there that you need to make whether you extend it or not, but that's your decision. But I'm seeing at least 18 months, Wendy.
Okay, well... that'll put me in a much better position, Leo. And thank you, David, very, very dearly.
Oh, you're welcome, Wendy. God bless.
Bless you. I'll say prayers, Wendy.
God bless everybody. Thank you.
Thank you.
Leo.
Okay, we're moving on. We have two Sharons tonight. This is not the Sharon from Arizona. Describe you. Hi, Sharon.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Say hi to Leo.
Hi, Leo. How are you? How are you doing?
I'm very well. Yes,
good.
I'm very well, thank you. I've got a little bit of a cough, as you might hear, but I'm fine,
aww,
thank you. Okay. Right, where we go? I've got a very tall gentleman connected with you. There's a moustache. The moustache comes down just past the mouth. It's that kind of shape. I know that the hair has receded. I would have said he had blonde hair in his youth. It used to be fairly long. It's cut fairly short before he passed away. A very jovial gentleman, but certainly had a very serious side. Would you recognize him?
No, not offhand.
Okay, no problems. I'm just going to have a little listen to what he's got to say.
Mm-hmm.
He calls you a go-getter. You're one of these people that really tends to go forward and to aim for something and try your hardest to get it. Would you understand he's saying that the wind's been taken out of your sails a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay. He wants you to treat this just as a little bit of a pause, because it's not your nature to kind of sit back and not do much. He understands you're a little bit concerned about it, but he wants you to take this as a pause, as a breath. I have got images of you racing ahead after that. You're a very busy lady, aren't you?
Well, yeah, I do. I do try to keep myself busy.
Yeah, because he's shown me lots of things, and then I've got this pull, this kind of breath, and then I've just got lots of things starting up again. He does want you to take care of your health. There's nothing serious. Obviously, I'm not a doctor, neither is this gentleman. Mm-hmm. I'm getting pain around my jaw and my jawline. We're not talking heart attacks, so please don't worry about that.
Mm-hmm.
This is more like an ache that I get from time to time. Would that make sense to you?
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. He says not to worry about it. I do feel like I want to massage it and just put something on like that, just to kind of get it. It's more a nerve thing rather than anything else. Obviously, if you're concerned, to get it checked out, but he says it's nothing to worry about. I know that you have a question. Ask away and we'll get this gentleman to answer.
Yeah. Well, recently I just, you know, got rid of a toxic friend, and I just want to know if you see my life turning more social and, you know, getting more friends and going out more and just having more fun than just.
Absolutely. And I've just realized that this kind of pause ties in with that. So you need to kind of regroup a little bit. He calls you a very lively lady, very sociable, so you will get back into that. Don't worry about the toxic friend. Other people have the same opinion. It's a gentleman, isn't it? Because I wanted to say him. Other people have a very similar view on that friend. Would that make sense as well?
Right. Well, it's a woman, you know, that was my friend, but she just got very, you know, very kind of very toxic and just very, you know, I don't know, because I'm not available enough to be her friend. You know, she just feels like,
right,
you know, that.
Without wishing to offend, is she very authoritative? Because I've got quite a man feeling with her. She's very forthright, isn't she?
Yeah.
There's a very kind of sort of male energy with her. And that's what I was feeling. It'll work out for you. Just take this breather and you'll get straight back into the social life. No problem at all.
Right. And one last question.
Yeah.
My son goes to Oxford in UK. Will he?
Okay.
Will he,
wonderful.
Do you, yeah. Yeah. He's working on his PhD, but will he's looking for an apartment. I'm set to go to London in a week and a half. But will he find a place
yep.
soon?
Oh, wonderful.
Do you
I've got a yes. As I'm asking for confirmation there, whatever subject that he's studying, would you understand it's in four parts?
It's in four parts? You mean
yeah,
what he's studying?
His exam. So, so it's either a four-year course or the exams, you know, there's four parts to the exams. Would that make any sense to you?
No, he's just looking for an apartment, you know, in Oxford because he needs to live near the school. So he's very, you know, going like crazy, just trying to, and here in the States, you know, he's doing it from here in the States.
Yeah.
So it's kind of frustrating. So I was just wondering if you see
him. Okay. I understand what you're saying about the apartment. The course that he's studying, it's being given as a confirmation. The course that he's studying is either 4 years or in four parts. I'm sure he'll be able to confirm that for you. So I think we're slightly across purposes there. He will get that, so please don't worry about it. He will find a place to stay at.
Okay. All right. That's awesome. Well, thank you. Many blessings and thank you so much. I do appreciate it.
No problem. God bless. Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Sharon.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay. Our next caller is Sophia, and you are live.
Hi.
Hi, Sophia. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Leo?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm very well. Okay, let me just see here. Would you understand a grandmother on dad's side of the family? She seems to be around 5'6", 5'7", so fairly tall for a lady. She does carry a little bit of weight. She dresses nicely. There was a pride in her appearance. Would that make any sense to you?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep. Fantastic. I'm just going to have a quick. You seem to have changed something in your life very recently. I don't know whether it's a slight change in path or direction, but you've made a change which she approves of. It's going to lead to you living better. So this actually may be a dietary change, but would that make sense to you?
Yes.
Fantastic. She says you've made the change fairly quickly. What she means by this is that you've realised that you need a change and you've decided what you want to do and you've done it fairly quickly. She says you tend to make your mind up about things fairly quickly, pause about the decision and then go for it. So it doesn't take time. You're a very decisive person. I'm starting to stumble over my words here. Would you understand whether that lady had a slight stroke or inability to speak before she passed?
Probably, yeah, the inability to speak, yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. She's just giving that to you again as proof. Any questions, honey?
No.
Fantastic. Let me just okay. Would you understand preferring to be in bare feet when you can? She's just showing me images of you kicking off shoes and really trying to relax. Would that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, she's just giving that as a final little bit of confirmation for you. Take her great, great love. She admires you and the way that you are. She's not telling me what that is, but she just wants to send her appreciation. Take her great love in mind, honey. God bless.
Thanks.
Good night, Sophia.
Bye.
Good night.
Oh, sorry to cut you off there. Okay, Donna is our next caller, and Donna, you're live.
Oh, thank you, David.
Hi, Donna. How are you?
I'm great.
Hi. Right. You seem a little bit subdued, but I've got a gentleman here that says you're a very bubbly person. You would be life and soul of the party. Would that make sense to you?
Sometimes, yes.
Okay. Now, I'm not sure. There's a condition around you where you're not so bright and bubbly. He says the last couple of months, something's kind of dampened things for you. Would that make sense to you?
Yes.
And he's talking to me about people that are chattering and talking. So I know something's been said and that's upset you a little bit. It is unfair. He's not telling me what that is. But he says you just need to be true to yourself. This intimates that people have either wanted you to agree with them when you don't, and so there's been a little bit of stress incurred there. Would that make sense too?
Yes, it does, Leo.
Fantastic. Have you got any questions you'd like to ask?
Well, two things. I wanted to know if my finances would be getting better and if I was going to meet someone. I've been trying to meet a fellow, you know, to have a relationship, and I'm just not meeting anybody here.
Yeah. Okay. Now, the finances, right. He's drawn a graph for me. So I see that if we go back a few years, perhaps 10 to 15 years, there's been a fair amount of money available to you, and then it's started to decline. It's gone past the normal line, if you like, so times have been hard. It's come up again, and it's wobbled a little bit, and now he says it's just above the normal line. So would that sort of image make sense to you?
Yeah, but, you know, it's just enough to live on. It's not enough to go traveling or anything.
Yeah, this is what he's saying. It's just above the line. It will start to pick up. You have a very, very large family. Would that make sense to you?
Not just
your family, close family, yeah. But he's talking about the extended family as well. Where are we going? And would you understand connections with Kentucky? Because he's just wrote Kentucky
Yes,
for
I had
me.
A girlfriend named Melissa. She was from Kentucky. She's on the other side now.
Ah, okay, because he's just talking about connections with Kentucky. The reason he's doing that is just giving a confirmation that there is money that's due to you. I can see banknotes being found out. It feels as though it's left. This is an inheritance, or it's money that's left over in an account. Which is coming to you. So there is some money coming to you. He's just saying quite flippantly it's a couple of thousand dollars as though it doesn't mean anything. Obviously, you know, any amount really at the right time is life-changing. But he's been quite flippant saying it's a couple of thousand as though it didn't mean much to him. But there's a couple of thousand dollars coming for you. He says that this is going to be within, he's actually written six, so this is definitely going to be within the next 6 months. He says you will survive up until then, and things will start to gradually get better, but then there's this influx of money. He's distracted me a little bit. What was the second? Oh, sorry,
oh,
he just reminded me. Okay, so it's a man.
I'd like to get married.
I've completely forgotten because I'd look. Yeah, it's. I was concentrating so much on what he was showing me, I'd forgotten. And then, as I've asked, he said, "It's a man." Okay. Would you understand him saying you've looked, got a bit frustrated, stopped, started again, and then it's kind of leveled off again? He wants you to look in different places. I don't know where you've been looking. He says there's not a glimmer of a chance in the kind of places you're looking. Would that make sense to you?
Okay. Yeah, I was on the internet and I didn't meet anybody. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's essentially what he's saying, that there's not a chance there. Okay. He's making a little joke of it. He says he wants you to do it the old-fashioned way, just get out, just talk. He's actually shown me a bookstore. Would you understand if I said you like books?
Yes.
Okay. Now, he's not suggesting you go buy loads of books, but if you browse, he says there's a connection with a gentleman who visits a bookstore, so he doesn't work there. You will have a chance to meet someone there. I'm actually seeing coffee being served inside a bookstore, you know, like a bookshop. We don't have that here. Would that make sense to you?
We don't have that here where they serve coffee, but I am going on a few little trips, so maybe, you know, they'll have that in the towns where I'm going.
Right, because I'm just seeing books, but I'm also seeing a place to get drinks. He's given that to you as a confirmation. So if you find that, it's a marker, but you will find a gentleman. He says we're not going further than a couple of months forward. It doesn't you don't mind how tall the gentleman is. Does that make sense to you? So if he's not 6 foot, you don't mind. Fantastic. He's just giving that as a confirmation.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So he's just giving that as a confirmation for you. You need someone that can be in charge, but he's going to look after your interests, he said. Would that make sense to him?
Yes. That'd be wonderful.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Any last quick questions, honey?
Do you see this fellow and I traveling at all? Because this is something I did in my youth, and it's something that I really enjoy, going to foreign countries, and then I'll let you go.
Yeah, I've got a yes for that. You will draw someone to you that likes the things that you are. It's a spiritual law, like attracts like. So you're going to attract somebody that definitely has those interests. This gentleman here said there's no point otherwise. So so it will work out
Bye.
For you. God bless you, honey. You take care.
Oh, thank you. God bless you too. Thank you, Leo. Appreciate it. Thank you, David.
Bless you.
You're welcome, Donna. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, moving on, going to the other Sharon. Sharon, you're live.
Hi. Hello. How
Hiya.
Are you? Hiya.
I'm very, very, hi. Very, very pleased to talk to you. As I heard your voice, I've got a cowboy hat and a blouse and that. Would you be interested in cowboys or the historic part of that life? There seems to be a connection in that way for you. Would that make sense?
Well, I'm always joking about meeting a cowboy. Maybe.
Ah, right. Okay. Right, that matters, because I just saw you dressed as a cowgirl, you know, a blouse and that, and I'm thinking, okay, I can't see who's here. Would you understand your dad in spirit?
There's probably someone like a dad, a father figure maybe. Yeah.
Okay, and someone that had a very nice but wicked sense of humor. Would that make sense to you?
Yeah, it fits a lot of the people that are over there.
Sure. Right. This is someone that definitely feels like a dad, because I've got a very strong kind of dad feeling with him. And if your dad's not passed over, then it's definitely this gentleman. Okay. Now, he says that there are things that you need in life, and obviously a gentleman will be one of them. He says, other than that, life is fairly comfortable for you. The fact that it's comfortable, you know, that everything seems to be going right, he says, is a little unsettling for you. The best way that I can explain that, my ex-mother-in-law, she used to worry about everything. And if everything was suddenly going okay, she felt it was the lull before the storm. So the fact that it was okay worried her more, if that makes sense. I've got that kind of sense with you that everything's going okay, but you're just a little bit wary of it. Would that make sense to you?
Right. As far as no crisis, no, not being involved in a crisis right now, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, Yeah, you know, it's like it's a little bit too quiet. He just says, don't worry, everything's fine. It isn't the lull before the storm.
Good.
Would you understand not having a gentleman for about 2 years? Would that make sense to you?
Not having a gentleman for two years?
No. Yeah, so there's been a gap of 2 years. Would that make sense?
Yes. Gosh, yes. And it was, that's not the romantic connection. That's not, but it took the life out of me when that happened. Yeah. Yeah.
He's just giving that as a confirmation that, you know, that 2 years and that gap. Always brutally honest because I am honest anyway, but if I mislead you, I have to pay for it when I pass over. He says it's going to be a little while yet. He's actually taken me forward about 6 months. He doesn't want you to get depressed about it or be concerned about it. So he does want to sort of warn you of that. You are going to find a gentleman that has a very unusual sense of humour. He describes your humour as completely off-key, so I think they will match. Would that make sense to you?
Yeah. Oh, it does. It does.
Fantastic.
Very good. Yeah.
Yeah. Fantastic. So he's just given that as a confirmation. So there is a gentleman there for you. You're going to have to wait about 6 months. He said, still look. It's fine to look. So he's saying it's practice, so keep looking. But the gentleman that you're going to have a long relationship with is going to appear in about 6 months. Fantastic. Any quick questions, honey?
I just changed agencies. How do you see that going? I want to be hired by Linda.
Oh, say that again. It just dropped out as you began the question.
I want Linda to hire me. I want Linda to hire me, but I just changed to a new agency, and Linda owns a different agency, but I'm hoping she will take me on, Linda.
Okay. Would you understand Linda being a fairly tall lady?
Yes.
Fantastic, because I've just got an image of that. I think that she will hire you, yeah. Do keep in touch with her. You've got lots of different skills that you can use. She said you've been involved in lots of trades. So he's given that to you as a confirmation. She will hire you. Just keep in touch with her.
Thank you so much. And thank you, David.
Bless you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Aaron.
Thank you.
Talk to you again. You take good care.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm sorry when I cut people off. It's just the way this thing works. Anne is next.
Sometimes it's very delicate, isn't it?
It is, yes. And Anne, you are live.
Hi. Hello, Leah.
Hi, Anne.
How are you doing?
Hi.
Good, thank you.
I'm very, very well. Bless you. Okay. God, there's a lot of questions that you have. You're a very spiritual person. I know this is probably not what you've rung up about, but I've got a lovely lady here. She says you're a very spiritual person. Would you understand having more spiritual experiences lately? Fantastic. It's something that she wants you to look more into. If I said the wanting to is there, but there's apprehension, would that make sense to you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Because she says she understands the apprehension. Just go with your feeling. I know that you're very, very sensitive. I would say that you're an empath. You pick up a lot on people's emotions and the atmospheres with them. Would that make sense to you too?
Yes, absolutely, yes.
Yeah, she says just use that. Just go with your feelings. We all have crises in our life, but she said you've had more than a few in your younger years. Would that make sense as well?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand. What did you say?
She says that you had quite a few crises in your life especially around your younger years. Would that make sense?
Yeah, I would say, yeah, many.
Okay.
It was not easy.
Absolutely. When we're sensitive or we're mediums, we have those experiences, and what we find is that those experiences we've had relate to people that we connect with and that we read for. And really, it's those experiences that we have that help us with the messages that we give. She wants you to know that that those years and those experiences were not wasted. So would you understand having the feeling that it was a waste and it happened and it was a delay? Would that make sense to you?
Yes, I hope so. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So she's saying they're not wasted, so that's going to help you. So she would want you to begin looking into that and to begin training, because you can help a lot of people. Any questions that you've got?
Yes, my question, do you see a life partner that I will find this person that will be with me for a long time? And after that, I'll have a second question.
Okay. Yeah. The short answer to that is yes. For some reason, this lady's taken me back 15 years. Would you understand that in connection with either not being with a partner or having met a partner 15 years ago that's gone away? But the time period is 15 years. Would that make sense to you?
I met someone 18 years ago, and I still communicate to him, but he was not available, and nothing has happened. But we have friends.
Okay, the time period is a little bit out.
17 years ago I met him.
Okay, yeah, it's still a little bit out. It kind of feels right, but I know the timing's a little bit out, so that may be me this end. Okay. You have particular qualities that you want in a gentleman. So another way of putting that is, she's saying that you have high standards. Would that make sense to you?
Not really high, but I just want someone to be interesting and compatible.
Okay, I'll just give you what she's given me. She feels that you have fairly high standard. She says there's nothing wrong with that. Keep to that. Do not compromise. Would you understand having compromised in a relationship and that just did you no good at all? Would that make sense to you?
Yes, I had to compromise. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Really what this person's saying is you don't compromise now. Stick to what you want. You will find the gentleman that you need. It is going to take a little while, but not to make compromises, because she says that didn't do you any good before. So you will find someone. You've got high standards. Keep to it. You'll find the person that you want. I'm seeing, oh God, what is that? I thought it was a penny, but it's got an Indian head on it.
My daughter met a guy who is half Indian 2 weeks ago, and that was actually my second question. And
okay.
She wanted to ask you, me to ask someone really good if there will be a development in this relationship. She's very attracted to him. She met him during her vacation, and he's half Indian. Yes.
Fantastic. He seems to be a very quiet gentleman. He's been described as slow and deliberate, so he's very attracted to her, but he's taking his time. Would that make sense to you?
Yes, he's very slow. Nothing has been happening.
Okay. It's because he's thinking very carefully. So I know that he doesn't make any move without thinking very carefully. I'm being told that he's a wonderful, wonderful soul and very gentle. I'm being taken forward Where are we going? I'm being taken forward to the end of October. I can see them holding hands. To me, that means that they're in a relationship at that time. So the fact that he's been he's thinking about it before, you know, starts to get more involved, that's not a bad thing. So she shouldn't worry. There seems to be quite a difference in the height between him and her. I'm seeing 4 or 5 inches, I think. It's a guesstimate, but it's about that. Would that make sense as well?
I don't know for sure. He's not a short guy, but I don't know his height. She's 5'6".
5'6", right, okay. So that would kind of make sense. So he seems to be a tall guy. So it's just been given as confirmation that it will work out fine. You take care. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Lee. It was wonderful. Thank you so much for your reading.
Oh, thank you. I'm just a small cog, honey. God bless.
Thank you.
And thank you for calling.
Thank you,
Leo,
David,
just
again.
Oh, thank you, Anne. And just a confirmation to you, Leo, there is or there was a nickel, a 5-cent piece in the United States that had an Indian head on it originally.
Thank you, because it was a coin that I saw clearly, but you know, spirit sometimes gives you things that connect on different levels, so it was obviously the Indian as well, but that's what I saw, that coin. Thank you very much, Doctor.
Well,
God bless.
Folks, we have enough time for 3 more callers. 2 of you I have not spoken to, so hang in there. I'm going to put out Leo's, his website address one more time, so please write it down. You won't be sorry. It's leo-bonomo.com. Bonomo, if you've tuned in, you've got the spelling of it. I don't need to give that to you again. leo-bonomo.com. And our next caller is Keisha, and then I'm going to go to area codes. Keisha, you're live.
Hi,
Keisha.
Hi, Leo. How are you? Hey.
I'm very, very well. Okay. There's a lady in spirit that does. This is unusual. There's a lady in spirit that carries a bit of weight. She says her name is Keisha too. As I'm looking at her, she doesn't look very old. I'm notoriously bad with ages. I would say she would be early 40s, early 50s when she passed away. She says it wasn't the weight. There were complications with something that she ate or something she took. She changed it from ate to took. So I'm not sure whether there was a drug involvement or just something that disagreed with her. Would you recognize a lady that would be around 5'8", does carry a bit of weight, fairly young when she passed over? Would that make any sense to you at all?
The only Keisha I know was the Keisha who, it was some issues, and she I haven't spoke to my daughter about her, but I think she was kind of sick or something, and that was like a couple of years ago, and she would be a little bit, she's overweight, I mean, not over, but she's got
yeah.
some weight on her, and I think she was a little bit taller
yeah.
than me, she's darker than me, yeah. So, yeah.
Yep. Okay. You may want to check. The feeling I'm being given, I've got this picture very clearly of her. If I usually see it from the shoulders up, I know they're alive. I saw her full body. So the impression to me is that she's passed over. Hopefully she's not, but that's the impression that I got. But there's definitely a connection with her anyway. Okay.
Yeah.
I know you've got 2 or 3 questions. Would you like to ask them, and I'll get this lovely lady to answer.
I was kind of wondering about this lady named Crystal and how was she doing. I don't know. She just came to my mind, so I was kind of wondering.
Okay. This is a friend that you've not seen for a while, I'm being told. That makes sense to you.
Right, yes.
Okay. I am being told she's poorly. She has sent out thoughts which you've picked up. This lady's written a number and then she's crossed through it. So you've lost the number. Would that make sense as well?
Yeah, I'm a friend in real life.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, because I was just saying to this lady, okay, so we can just text and, you know, or phone, see how she is, and she went, she's lost the number. Okay. She is poorly. She's sending out thoughts. If you can find a friend of yours that's a friend of hers and get in contact, she would love to hear your voice. I know that you were fairly close at one point. I'm not quite sure why it kind of drifted off, but she would appreciate you asking after her and how she is. I'm not sure if it's your birthday around Christmas or hers, but I'm being told there's a birthday around Christmas. It connects you two. Would that make sense to her?
A birthday around Christmas that connects us.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know her birthday, to tell you the truth. It might be her, but I don't know her birthday.
Okay. Not to worry. It's just been given as a confirmation. I'm sure you'll find there's that connection there. Next question, Keisha.
Well, I was wondering about a job. Do you see me find a job soon?
I'm being taken to January. You've been out of work for quite some time. Would that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, because this lady's, yeah. You need to redo your CV. You need to redo that letter. There are skills that you haven't used for a long time. She says they're not going to be much good to you. But yeah, you have got skills. She says in different industries. Would that make sense to you?
Yes.
She says you need to combine some of those skills together and maybe go, she says, a fourth industry. So I know you've got different skills in three different industries. You can combine those and get into another industry. She says, do be brave. Don't go for just what you know. Put the skills together. Send them to jobs that you're interested in. Apply for jobs that you're interested in. It will be a different industry. Be brave. Don't just stick to what you know. You will find a job that's good for you. I am being taken, as I say, round to January and next year. So try not to let that put you off. It'll give you time to get a CV together and decide on a job in another industry, but you will find something. It is going to be next year. Next question.
Well, since I'm not going to find a job till next year, do you see me moving soon?
That isn't going to happen. But there's two seem to be tied together, but that's not going to happen. Thank you for those, and I'll let you go. We've got another two to quickly get in.
Keisha, do you know what a CV is?
Yes, a resume. I know.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Some people aren't familiar with that term. Okay, Keisha.
Yeah.
God bless.
Thank you.
God bless you. I'll say prayers, Keisha.
All right.
Okay. Leo, is it okay to run a minute or two over?
Yes, that's fine. No problem.
Okay. Area code 865. What is your first name, please?
Hi, David. This is Lynn. Thank you so much for taking my call. Thank you. Hi, Leo.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good, Leo. Good. How are you? Thank you.
Fantastic. I know that you're a very spiritual lady as well. I'm seeing an image of you. Your aura is very bright. I know that people have commented on that before. Would that make sense?
Yes. And I know. Yes, you're right.
Fantastic. Okay. I'm not sure who I've got here. It's just a voice. I can't even tell if it's male or female. But what they're basically saying is, why aren't you looking at spiritual work and extending that gift that you've got? You've got a real knack of talking to people. You put people at ease very easily. Would that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. And I know that I'm supposed to be doing something like that in this time in my life. I've been really thinking about it very, very much as recently. Very, very true. Yes.
Okay. No coincidences. The reason you've been thinking of it is spirit are very gently saying, get a move on, go for it, you know,
yes,
make a move. So
yes,
they're nudging you very gently.
Yes.
Whoever's here is saying, we have big plans for you, so I know that you will do a lot of good work. You just need to kickstart it. Like me, you've seen things from very young, haven't you?
Yes.
Yeah, because I'm just being taken back to your childhood and I'm kind of looking through your eyes and I can see what you can see. I know you're very open to colours and you see lots of colours, flashes and that. So that's just been given as a confirmation. What's your question, honey?
My question, Leo, is about the person that I'm going to be with, that long-term, wonderful, loving relationship. Is there
okay
anything you can
now
tell me about?
Whoever's here,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Now, this person here is kind of laughing because they can see the funny side of it. because they want you to get involved with being more spiritual and spiritualism and training and using the gift you've got, they're
yeah,
laughing very hard because they're saying, well, you know, if you kind of take some guidance from us and start to get into that and be involved,
yes,
you will find a gentleman that is very spiritual,
yes,
for you too. I know you're very attracted to smiles. Would that make sense? And nice teeth.
Oh, my gosh, yes. I love a nice smile.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fantastic, because I've got a lovely smile, a beautiful teeth, and this person said, that's what she likes. So I know that as you begin to step into the spiritual work, you'll come into contact with a lot of different people, but there will be a gentleman there. You need someone at least as spiritual as you.
Yes.
You
true
have been
very,
very disappointed, mm-hmm, in relationships, because when it's got down to being close, they've not been spiritual. We sometimes get fooled because blinkers are put over our eyes because we have to experience. This person saying that's happened to you, it's been very sad. So would that make sense as well?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so the gentleman that you're going to meet has had a rough time of it as well, here and there. So it's nice that he's sensitive to that. So that gentleman is going to be there. I'm not quite sure why. I'm being shown the number 68. It's definitely not his age. It's not your age. Where am I going with this? Would you understand 68 as a door number or part of a door number for you?
68, no, not at this time. I don't know.
Right. It may be connected to him. I've seen the number 68 as part of a number, I think, on a door. That'll be connected to him. That's a little sign.
Okay.
Fantastic. We're running out of time quick. Have you got one very, very quick, very, very quick question?
What do you see as far as the house that I'm waiting for, Leo? The house that I'm waiting for
I do. Where you live now, I could see a lot of wood outside. Would you understand the construction being mainly wood?
Yes.
Okay, that's just been given as a sign that move will come for you. I'm being told it'll be a bit of a surprise, so I know that you'll find it in a slightly unusual place, but that is coming for you.
Thank you so much, Leo.
It's very different, bless you. They've said it's very different to what you're living now, but that's what you want.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Fantastic. God bless you. I'll say prayers for
God
you.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Leo. Thank you, David.
Thank you.
Blessings. Blessings. Bye-bye.
Hello.
Hi, this is Laura. Hi, Leo.
Hi, Laura. Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm very well. Would you understand, I've got a gentleman in spirit. It does feel like your dad. Would you understand he had a brother that's in spirit as well?
Would I understand whose brother in spirit?
I'm being told your dad is in spirit and he's got a brother that's with him. Would that make sense to you?
Yes. Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. They want to congratulate you for the way that you conduct yourself. I want to go back no more than a couple of weeks. You faced a fairly stressful decision, but you held it together. Would that make sense?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. They're very proud of you. You've made changes to yourself in your life. Some of those decisions to make the change have been quite hard, but would that make sense to you too?
Well, I don't know. It's kind of generic. I don't know what they mean by that.
Okay. It's just really that you've got a strong will, and when you need to change, you make those changes. Have you got a question?
I just want to know, I find coins quite a bit, and I just literally found a dime. And I was wondering, because
okay.
I'm looking for work. So I was wondering what they can tell you about a job for me.
Okay. Again, I think like the last couple of callers, you've been out of work some time, haven't you?
Yes.
Yeah. It's basically changing what you're looking for. I'm being taken to November, so I know there's a chance for a job then. You have to look slightly outside the framework that you've been looking for and go for something slightly different. I don't think you need to change your CV at all. I'm being told by this gentleman it's perfectly acceptable. It's kind of current, but you do need to look in a slightly different area for the work. It's a mental change of thinking, right, I've been doing a certain thing for work. I need to do something quite different. You will find a job there.
Just worried about my finances, how I'm going to pay my bills and my rent.
Yeah. I do appreciate that. You will, they've used the term muddle, but you will muddle through, so you will get through this. I know money's very, very tight, but you will get through this. Again, make those that change of looking for a different job. November's been highlighted, so I know these two gentlemen in spirit are really rooting for you.
Okay, thanks, Leo.
Bless you. You take care. Bye.
Laura,
bye.
Thanks for calling. All the best to you, hon.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay. All right.
Bye.
Goodbye. Goodbye, Laura. And thank you to all the callers tonight. I'm sorry that we couldn't get to you all, but that's rare that happens. And Leo's website, again, is leo-bonomo.com. And Leo, thank you so much for joining me tonight. I appreciate it, as always.
It's a pleasure. As always, yes.
Okay.
It's a pleasure.
And if you'd be willing to just stay on the line for a moment after I close, that would be great.
No problem.
Thank you. So once again, we come to a close. Let's take time to pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night, and God bless.